I'm David DeRoche for WNPR News. In Connecticut, several hundred students who are in the country illegally take advantage of a federal program that delays deportation and allows them to work and go to school. But advocates for these students say they're worried about a future under a Donald Trump presidency. Some colleges and universities are taking steps to help these students. Carolina Bortoletto came to the U.S. from Brazil when she was 9. She knew she was undocumented, but she didn't realize exactly what that meant until she went to apply for college.
You know, you don't qualify for financial aid, you don't qualify for more scholarships, you can't legally work, you can't get a driver's license, you don't have a social security number, so you keep coming up against all these barriers.
She graduated in 2010, and now she helps run Connecticut Students for a Dream. It's a nonprofit that advocates for the rights of students who might be in the country illegally. Bortoletto is one of hundreds of college students and graduates who are able to stay in the country under the DACA program, which stands for Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. It's basically a two-year visa for people who came to the U.S. as children. This means that the federal government has her information, and she says she worries that a Donald Trump administration could use that to deport DACA students and applicants. Colleges across the state have pledged to protect these students.
This is an issue that keeps me awake at night.
That's Mark Ojakian, president of the state's 17-college system.
I'm going to be there every step of the way for these students.
Ojakian says he's waiting to see what a Trump administration would actually do before taking any specific actions. Other schools, such as UConn, Connecticut College, and Wesleyan University, have made strong commitments to students who are here illegally. This includes refusing to allow immigration enforcement officials onto campus without a warrant. David DeRoche, WNPR News.